got that nerd rage. Nerd rage. I got that nerd rage. Nerd rage.
From comics and games to movies and TV, this is the Nerd Show on 1310 KFKA. Now, here are the nerds.
Hello, everybody. This is the Nerd Show. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. I am I'm the Hulk. Yeah, that's me. And Farley and the irresistible
Mr. Micah.
I'm gonna get it right someday. Or AKA Michael.
Micah.
Michael, how are you today, buddy?
I'm very tired, and I need some more snacks, because they have sugar in them.
You need caffeine,
and I need
bro.
Some sugar.
You need some caffeine.
So
or
we're
drugs.
We're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about our picks for a monster bracket.
Yeah,
we're doing not like a big bracket, actual monsters.
Monster bracket.
But we want to clarify some rules with this.
Ooh, we have
it doesn't,
rules.
Well, it doesn't have to be a scary monster like Freddy Krueger.
No,
Dracula.
No.
It doesn't have. It could be something that scared you, or it could be a bad guy, bad girl.
Yeah, I mean, I think we had bad monsters, girl. Creatures, or villains. That was kind of how we labeled them.
So it doesn't have to be the quote-unquote, you know, Frankenstein monster, Dracula. It doesn't have to be that necessarily.
No.
It certainly can, though.
Sure. If that's what keeps you up at night. I mean, when I was creating my list, I looked back at my childhood and adulthood, and what are the things that creeped me out? Like, when I went to bed, what kept me up at night? And that's what I looked at. And monsters like Frankenstein and Wolfman and whatnot, those don't do it for me because they're so romanticized over time, and like we just grew up with them and being icons that they don't really scare me. So, but I mean, I get it. I mean, they're still monsters, and if I met a werewolf or Dracula, yeah, he might scare me.
But so the bracket is going to be like who you think could win. Is it like who's scarier or who you think could win in a fight?
I think it's just more of who's scarier.
Yeah.
Like who, like it's kind of like Monsters, Inc., you know, when they've got the room with kids and they're like trying to get as much scare as possible.
Yep.
If this guy came into your room at night, how much scare could they get out of you? How many canisters of scare could they fill with you screaming in your bedroom?
I love that movie.
That's a great movie.
It's so good.
I think that's what I base it off of. Is essentially like that's how I looked at it, is what of these guys keeps me up at night?
Did James Sully did he keep you up at night?
No.
Did Mike Wazowski keep you
Mike
up at night?
Mike Wazowski did that one eyeball. Is
Mike
ginormous.
Wazowski would actually be scarier than
he would.
Than
Have you
Sully.
Seen like the realistic drawings?
Yeah,
of
they're terrifying.
It's scary.
Well, I mean, Randall. Steve Buscemi's character.
Yes.
He's actually kind of scary.
He's a little creepy.
That was going to be actually one of my suggestions. Because I was going to say, like, of all the
down?
Monsters, yeah. he was kind of weird looking.
He's a little weird looking.
He was spooky.
Yeah.
You know?
And he was all slithery, you know?
Yeah.
Like a giant salamander.
Like, turns invisible, kind of?
Yeah. A giant centipede would creep me out. Centipede or millipedes, all their legs, that freaks
centipedes
me
are scary.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if we're going to go there, I hate, like, I'm, like, rats and rodents, like, those things, just, they scare me.
That doesn't bother me.
Oh, I hate them so much.
Me. It's the unnatural amount of legs in a millipede.
It's a lot of legs. Well, before we get into that, we have to do our review.
Snack review.
What do we have? What are we doing today?
We have M&M's. Oh, you just took the bag, so I can't read it anymore. It's there. Cocoa.
Can you read it?
Nope.
There you go.
Creepy Cocoa Crisp.
Creepy Cocoa Crisp.
So this
Crisp.
Is a new Halloween edition. They're not really creepy. I don't know why they call them creepy. There's nothing creepy about them. They are Cocoa Crisp Center with a layer of dark chocolate on the M&M.
You said they're very color. You like the colors.
I like the colors.
It's like
they're
a pile
very,
of leaves
yeah,
in the
no,
fall.
Yeah, no, they're fally. There's like the brown, orange, and red, and they're all kind of natural tones. So like you said, it looks like a pile of leaves.
It does.
So I actually really like the color.
Not Michael is coming in.
Color. He's got to get a sample of these guys.
Excuse me.
You Hang pick on. Up a bag.
Well, very dark chocolate.
I don't know about very dark chocolate. I'm going to argue with you on that point.
Well, it is the debate season.
It is the debate season.
You're a clown.
What are you talking about? This looks dark to me.
Well, yeah, no, but flavor-wise, like, I dark chocolate's my jam. You know, I'll
so
get up
dark
to the 90% dark chocolates and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it doesn't taste like dark chocolate. It is very cocoa-y, though. I'll give it that.
Yeah, very cocoa-y.
Very cocoa-y. And delicious.
Are you you're a big M&M's guy?
I am.
Michael, are you
M&M's.
Are you a big M&M's guy?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Not really.
Talking to you.
No.
Wow.
Peanut butter M&M's, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything peanut butter I like.
Hmm. Well, would we like to review these and give this? Is this going to be Nerd Show approved? Michael, do you want to give us your rating first?
I think I should be number 3, actually.
Oh, okay.
Well,
that's
weird.
I'll kick it off then, okay. I guess. Because I know what I'm going to say, which is, I like these a lot. They are very cocoa-y, and I like that about them. I like the crunch. Gives a nice texture. I am going to give these a 9.
Oh, wow.
Especially, hold on. Let me add some
coffee.
With coffee, 10.
So
easy.
So I'm not that big into dark chocolate. And I know you said it's not that dark, but it's really dark for me. The way I do it is, would I buy this after tasting it? I would not buy it.
That's because I buy all of your snacks.
That's true. I'm just gonna go 7. I'm not gonna go Nerd Show approved here. I know, Michael.
Start averaging these.
Wow, interesting. You know,
let's have a conversation.
I don't like dark chocolate. I'm not a big fan of dark chocolate.
This is why I wanted to be third. You didn't want the pressure.
But I have to say, I really enjoy the crunch on this.
They're very crunchy.
So I don't like chocolate on chocolate. I don't like dark chocolate, but I do enjoy a good crunch.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these are much crunchier than others.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I had one that was like barely crunchy.
That. Well, maybe you just got one with a little extra chocolate in it. You should have given that to me.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
No, I didn't know until I bit into it. Sorry. Do you want me to...
Just spit it back out.
Yeah.
Give it to me.
What is your official review?
You know, for something that's all chocolate...
Uh-huh.
I am going to give it an 8.5, which means, Brady, you are the odd man.
Odd man out, bro.
I have been called that several times.
No, I mean odd man.
Dude, I would do chocolate on chocolate on chocolate on chocolate.
So I had to be the one that said it's not Nerd Show approved.
Thanks a lot, dude. You know, we were trying to break our streak, because now this is 4 weeks in a row.
We've been very critical.
Of not having Nerd Show approved snacks.
We've been very critical.
We have.
And I think that this...
We should have done my snack.
This review... Is not everything's about you. This review, it's a process, I think we've become more strict with it.
We kind of have.
You know, we've grown up a little bit. We've grown.
Our taste buds are like really maturing.
Yeah. Do you have something to say, or are you just telling me that we have to take a break?
Yeah, we got to take a break.
Okay.
Let's take a break.
His mouth was full and he held up a...
1 minute.
All right, so this is going to be interesting to see what you guys pick and who's going to make our brackets. So we're making the brackets, right? Are we going to take anybody off Facebook? Or
no, we're going to take some comments off of Facebook and look at those and see how they fit into our bracket. I think we got to figure out what this bracket's going to look like. Like, we need a theme on what the layout is going to be.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you have divisions, right?
Or yeah, like, you got to have divisions.
So we got to figure out what that's going to
be. Who's going to go in what division?
Exactly.
Oh, this is going to be fun. I'm very excited about this.
I am.
Of all the meaningless things that we do on this show, this is one of them that I'm very excited about. In the world of debates in 2020 and COVID,
let's talk about monsters.
We're going to do a monster bracket that means something.
That's right.
This is the Nerd Show presented by Right Coast Pizza in downtown Greeley. We'll be right back.
Dan Patrick, The Hull Show, and Colin Cowherd are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Would you love a monster man? Could you understand beauty of the beast? Fire
We are talking all things, well, yeah, monsters.
Creatures.
Villains. Scary characters.
What keeps you up?
What some of these aren't going to be necessarily what keeps me up at night. They're just going to be creepy characters that I'm entertained by as well.
So if you saw them, you'd be like, wow, hey, you're scary.
You're scary.
High five.
You're scaring me. You're scaring me. All right, so we're going to start this off. I don't know exactly how you guys want to do this, but we're
just going to do it.
We each created lists, and if you guys want to chime in, you can on our text line, 31996, or follow us at our Facebook page. Just search The Nerd Show or at The Nerd Show 1310, and you can comment, and we'll read. You know, we'll go through your comments and see if they're
good or not.
Characters we want to put on. Keith said, "Got to include the possession demon from Fallen."
Ooh, okay, good choice, Keith.
I'm gonna Google that.
Google it. I want to start with one of mine while you're Googling.
Okay,
I'm gonna. I brought this up last week, but it's the monster in the closet. You guys, I don't think, actually watched this movie, and I don't think most people in the United States have actually watched this movie. It came out in 1986, I believe, and it's a terrible movie. Please do not watch this movie. It's terrible. It's not a good movie, but the creature from the movie scared the living bejesus out of me when I was a kid. Like, I was terrified of my closet for so long after watching this movie. I think I was 36 when I finally got back into my closet. That was last week when I turned 36.
So did you have like your kids go in and grab your clothes
like,
for you?
Yeah, can you go get my clothes? Because it basically uses closets to like transport to different... It could go anywhere it wanted, like anybody's house. And it's like killing people and dogs and it's eating. And it's like a terrifying creature. I posted it on our Facebook page. Like the mouth is huge with all these teeth coming out. And it basically like lulls you to sleep and then eats your face off. That's so it's terrifying. Mm-hmm. Like I couldn't go in my closet. I just kept waiting for it to come out of my closet when I was sitting there in my bed trying to go to sleep. I'm like, oh my God, this thing's going to come out. It's going to eat my face. I can't do it. So that's where I was at. I mean, it's not a very popular monster, but to me, very scary monster represents things that are terrifying to a majority of people growing up, and that is your closet. Closets, for whatever reason, are scary places.
Yeah, they're scary.
Dark. Monsters
just
live in there.
Enter the closet.
Man, my closet opened one time by itself when I was a kid. And maybe that's part of why I'm so like jittery about it.
That was probably a demon or something.
It was actually the wind.
Oh, the wind demon.
Yeah, it was a wind demon that opened it up. I mean, we figured it out later on how to actually make it open by itself. But when it happened the first time, I screamed. I'm not going to lie. I screamed like a little girl.
So what is the name of this character?
It's just the monster in the closet.
The monster
in the
closet.
That's the name of the movie, and that's I don't think
they
the
don't actually have a name.
That's an actual
it's
name.
Not like
Paul
Eric.
Walker was actually in the movie.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. And that back in 1986, he was a professor in the movie. I don't know how that works, but
in 86 he was old enough to be a professor. He wasn't that.
Dude, this was not a good movie. He was probably like 16 and was like a professor. Like, I know what I'm doing here.
I know what I'm doing.
So,
well,
again, terrible movie, but the monster itself and the concept, like, again, that's what kept or stayed with me for a very long time, probably.
So we're entering the monster in the closet in the bracket. Is that
maybe
correct?
Well, this is a discussion.
How many are we entering?
But, you know, I'm still working on building the bracket.
10?
So I think you're probably going to have, I would say probably like 20 total.
Oh, my God.
Because you need 10 on each side.
It's a scary, scary
group
of people.
That's a lot of scariness.
So we're going 20. So we'll see. And maybe we'll start to get some. The demon from Fallen's pretty creepy, though, Keith. I will give you that. So maybe we do put the possessing demon from Fallen. So we might include that if we can agree on that.
Yep. Okay, now that I got my childhood monster out of the way, what's one of yours on your list?
Oh, so I got a weird one. When I was little, this is before the Narnia like live action movies came out.
Uh-huh.
They had the cartoon. The Narnia cartoons, right?
Yes, I remember.
And when I first saw the White Witch in the cartoon version, I had a nightmare that she was in our cellar and I just went in there and she was just sitting there.
Was she trying to give you sweets?
She was just talking to me, and it was terrifying. I wouldn't go into the cellar for a very long time. So she's not that scary in the movies.
No.
But that for some reason, she terrified me.
She's a lot creepier in the
cartoons.
In the cartoon.
Yeah. So I'm going to say I don't even know what her name is. It's just the White Witch.
The White Witch.
She's the White Witch. I'm going to say the White Witch from Narnia. I know most people are going to make fun of that. Because
this
it's Narnia.
Our list and our feelings.
That's right.
Don't make fun of our feelings.
I think she could mess with people. She could mess with people in this bracket.
Well, she's manipulative.
Yeah. She could really, I think, advance in this tournament.
She'd turn you to stone.
Yeah, she would turn you to stone. Your microphone's not on. Oh,
I was just singing.
Oh, okay.
I was singing ELO.
Oh. Do you have a monster to add?
Well, it's one of two from Star Trek: The Next Generation. Surprise. So it's either the Feklar, the Klingon demon, or Worf, the de-evolved Worf.
Oh, I was like, how does Worf fit?
Yeah, the de-evolved Worf, because that one scared me, because he was just like this huge monster that was just trying to mate.
Yeah.
He was kind of scary.
I don't want to know what your dreams are like with that.
No, I didn't dream about it. I was just like, ugh, creepy.
Gross.
Yeah, no, it's creepy.
Okay, so what?
Creepy concept.
What is the name we're putting?
Well, I'm not going to try to spell it for you. I'll have to. Let's just
look it up.
Yeah, I'll have to show you afterwards.
So I can see it. So spell it.
F-E-K apostrophe L-H-R, I think. I had to Google it.
Yeah.
Klingon demon.
Klingon demon.
And then you could also search the de-evolved Worf.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty scary.
Massive.
That's pretty scary.
I think Star Trek had some pretty creepy stuff going on.
They did.
Yeah.
They had some really good episodes.
They did.
Is this...
That's yeah, and that thing was drooling.
That's it. No, that's creepy. I remember...
Yeah, that's pretty scary.
I think it was Voyager had a species of aliens that you couldn't see, but they operated on you while you're just walking around doing your thing. Like, they would mess with your head, and, like, that freaked me out. Because, like, that idea of things can mess with you and you don't even know that they're there. I mean, they were, like, probing their heads and doing all these different experiments on them, and nobody even realized it. Except for Neelix, because Neelix could see them. Just saying. Anyways,
you guys got lost in your own little world. Okay. What do you have next, Farley?
I'm going to go with another one here. I'm going to go with the Pale Man from Pan's Labyrinth.
Oh, yeah. You mentioned that.
I have mentioned him before.
Scary.
Because this is another one that really gives me the
heebie-jeebies. That's with the eyes.
He's got the eyes in his palm. You know, like, if you watch Pan's Labyrinth, you know, Ophelia goes to this other dimension because she has to grab a dagger. And her one instruction is do not eat the food. Simple.
Right.
Especially when you see this, like, creepy dude sitting at the end of the table and all of these, like, murals of him eating children.
Yeah.
And she eats a grape, I think it is, and then it wakes him up and he, like, starts twitching and, like,
gets
the eyeballs in his palms and, like...
How can you resist eating a grape?
Monster with eyeball hands.
Yeah, if you got this monster there and your one instruction is don't eat anything will be eaten...
I would be eaten.
Oh, and then he, like, stands up and his skin's all saggy and just gross. And he's, like, blood-stained and stuff. It's just everything about that guy creeped me out. Like, I had a hard time watching that when I first watched it.
Yeah.
As a grown man.
Yeah.
I'll admit it. Even now, like, I got the picture printed out on my lap. I'm having a hard time looking at it because it freaks me out. And like I said last week, my wife enjoys doing this and, like, crawling towards me all creepy like it freaks me out. She thinks it's hilarious.
It is scary. Twitchy characters are very scary.
It's unnatural. The unnatural movements of, like, that twitchiness. You know, like when Ring came out, that was the big thing, is like when that demon girl came out of the TV and stuff, like she's like,
yeah, that's a spooky one, too.
So anyways, I submit the Pale Man from Pan's Labyrinth.
The Pale Man. Now I feel like mine aren't as scary. Like, that's a scary one. The Pale Man's a scary one.
Pale Man's scary. I think he's one of the scariest creatures of recent times.
So I was messing around. I was going to put Chucky in there.
Uh-huh.
Because I was kind of scared of Chucky at one point. Now I think he's the most hilarious. Like, who thought this up? Oh, an possessed doll.
Yeah.
You could just kick the doll. I mean, he doesn't have any superpowers other than the fact that his evil spirit went into a doll.
Well, you can kick him, but I don't think he feels anything.
Yeah,
so he's
like invincible,
and going and going.
But you could just lock him in a cage and just hang him up and just be like, there he is. That's
little
Chucky.
Remember, he's very manipulative. That was kind of one of his things. Is like
true.
And then he you know, does his doll thing. It's like, oh,
hi, I'm Jackie. Hi, I like hugs. I don't know
Let
if he says
out,
that.
Kid. Because yeah. kids trust talking dolls. So, you know, he'd probably get one of them to let him out.
So we were big Full House fans in our house. I know that, I'm going to connect this. Just wait.
Wait, which character from Full House is your monster?
I'm going to connect it if you just wait.
Oh, okay.
So we had, my sisters had a Michelle doll.
Okay.
You know, from Full House. And she would always, you know, you pull her string and it would say, I'm Michelle. And so anyway, it was down in our unfinished basement, which is terrifying, right?
Yes.
Unfinished basements are the scariest things for children. We've been watching Chucky a lot, you know, all of us kids were scared of it. And we're just sitting there one night, not watching Chucky, doing something else. Mm-hmm. And suddenly in the basement, nobody's down there. We just hear, hi, my name is Michelle. So we were freaked out of our minds.
Do you
run? We made our mom go downstairs and get it and burn it.
Literally burned
that thing because we were terrified of it.
Did you do like a seance over
just
it?
Said,
like,
I don't want to see it. Mom took
you
it.
You are not welcome
she,
in this
She said
house.
She burned it. She might have actually donated it to someone.
Probably.
But
she's like, this thing was expensive. I'm not going to burn it.
So yeah, talking dolls, that kind of scared me for a while.
I can understand that.
Chucky. So I think Chucky should be put in this tournament.
Okay. All right. Chucky has been submitted.
He's been submitted. Michael, let me guess. You got another Star Trek character.
No. The gentleman from Buffy the Vampire Slayer episode,
oh,
Hush.
Those tall, skinny guys.
Yeah, those are that's a good that's, one.
They're you know, floating off the ground.
The guy,
that
one
is
of the
a
guys
great
that,
pick.
Smiling.
The guy who acted one of those characters
is
was,
in Star Trek.
No, well, maybe, but he was also the pale man from Pan's Labyrinth.
Are you serious?
Yeah, no, that guy has been in so many movies, and he always plays like the tall, awkward, creepy guy.
Because he
so
looks tall and awkward.
Well, and he doesn't mind sitting there for 14 hours to get makeup on, to act for 30 minutes, and then get it all back off. So he's like one of the most common actors for doing those types of roles. So he was actually the Fawn in Pan's Labyrinth as well.
Doug Jones.
Yeah,
he's, well, he's so one of many. Like four of those guys, but yeah, Doug Jones.
Yeah. So creepy.
Great actor.
No, I would agree with you. Those guys are creepy. They're kind of like a Slender Man looking sort of dudes.
I would say those guys, I think, were creepier than de-evolved Worf.
Yeah.
So they would kind of be my number.
Is it like
one.
That creepy smile that they have?
Yeah. And they're floating above the ground. They're
it's like
their movements
can't
are like
see my face,
no, 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 with their finger. No, no. Yeah.
That's
but they true. Didn't say anything.
That's, I'm
and
putting
no one
Micah
could
doing
scream.
That on my list. That's going on my list.
I would concur.
That's a good choice. Buffy the Vampire Slayer had some scary stuff. Okay, so we have to take a break here pretty soon.
Oh, forgot about
we're
breaks.
Only through like five of these creatures.
Yep.
That has me thinking about Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the movie. Not the series, but the movie.
Oh, the original movie?
Wasn't Pee-wee Herman like one of the vampires?
Yeah, actually,
and,
yes, I think so. You're right, yeah.
He was scary. They were scary, so I don't know if we're going to put those in there, but we have a lot to talk about. More monsters.
So many.
Coming up next.
Hear Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Nice. Nice fist pumps.
I like that.
That's good fist pumps.
I like rock music. And monsters, so that's a good mix.
I wish it would said, I feel like a monster.
Yeah.
That would have been so much better.
I wish it said, I feel like a Munster.
Oh, I love the Munsters.
Munsters.
The Munsters was great, by the way.
So good. Not scary, but
no,
so good.
Just good.
So good.
Just very good. I miss that. I want to watch that again.
About as good as Addams Family.
I want them to do a crossover where the Munsters and the Addams Family kind of like get together and have like a dinner.
Yeah. That's a good poll question someday. The Munsters or Addams Family? Ooh. If you had to pick, I'd go Munsters.
Addams Family movies were better.
Oh, so. Well, did they make
they
a
were
Munsters
good.
Movie?
I don't remember.
They
one.
Made like a Munsters TV movie or
no,
something.
No, okay. You know,
the TV
Addams
show.
Family movies are great. Adam's Family Values, so good.
Who played Herman Munster's dad? Wasn't he his dad, or was that his wife's dad? The vampire, the old man that was the vampire.
The wife's dad.
He was so good. I remember watching that on Nick at Night all the time. I want to go back and watch the Munsters.
Yeah. I concur. Yeah. I would watch that.
It was on Netflix for a while.
Was it?
Yeah, because I started watching it like 2 years ago.
Oh.
And now I don't know if it's there.
Probably not.
I'll look. So we got to continue on with this journey.
I'm already so scared.
Mine aren't very scary so far. I've got Chucky and the White Witch from Narnia.
You guys are pansies.
Yeah. Yours are scarier. Mike is picking Star Trek characters.
No, I'm just picking ones that I like.
Actually, the Hush thing was scary.
No, guys, I don't watch a lot of horror movies.
I did when I was younger, when I wasn't supposed to. Now that I can, I'm scared of them. I don't want to watch those.
They've lost their thrill.
I got to tell you, The Exorcist is scary, but am I just putting Satan on the list? Is that what I do? I was thinking of doing this. The devil from Legend.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he's scary.
He's scary. That's a good one.
He's pretty scary.
He creeped me out. Honestly, whatever the gal's name is, in her black dress when she was dancing with him, that scene always kind of gave me, not like heebie-jeebies, but it was like that weird, creepy, romantic sort of ness, which was
strange. I don't know if we'll put him in there, but maybe.
Yeah.
I want to get to this one because you and I both have this character and
got this one in common.
And I'm a big video. Well, I kind of was. I'm not as much, but I love video games, especially like the where you're a character and you're trying to solve things and doing whatever those are called. Got to go with Pyramid Head.
Pyramid Head was so good.
Do you have the? Oh, do you have the siren? I thought you had it. That whenever I was playing that game or watching Silent Hill. And this noise came up.
You knew stuff was going down.
Especially when you play the video game, because you feel like you're in it.
Ugh, I know. That video game was intense. I remember playing that video game in the dark with my brother, and within the first 20 minutes of us playing, we didn't know what we're getting into. We've never heard of Silent Hill before. And I think it was Silent Hill 2. No idea. We're walking through the fog, which was creepy, and then our radio starts going...
Yeah.
And this monster comes bolting out from underneath the car, and we both physically jump.
Oh, it's so scary.
It creeped me out.
So,
but Pyramid Head was the...
Well, and with all those people that are... The guys in those, the hazmat suits or whatever.
Yep.
They have, a bird... Birds in the cage, and that's how they can, know that it's coming.
It's like going into the mine.
It's so scary.
The alarm.
The world of Silent Hill is terrifying. Movie they made about... 15 years ago.
I think the entire, like you said, the entire world was scary.
Yeah, because the dude
once
that's
the
wrapped
siren
up
and went and everything started falling apart and burning and it just went to crap.
Oh, that's a creepy movie.
Like we're talking about the guy in the bathroom.
Oh,
that's
in
the barbed
contorted.
Wire and all like.
And he's crawling out there. He's got that's terrifying.
So scary.
So I go on the video game thing. I just remember one of the scariest moments was the old original Resident Evil.
Mm-hmm.
And when you first get into the mansion and you're walking and it's a cutscene right when you open this door into the dining room and there's a cutscene and there's a zombie eating a dude and he turns and looks at you and wipes it. I remember a buddy of mine's playing that game and I'm watching and it was the scariest thing.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to put a zombie in there, but that, you were talking about what keeps you up at night.
Yeah.
That scene was scary.
That little bit.
Video games can do it.
They'll do it.
Scary character. So we're going Pyramid Head. I think Pyramid Head's going to mess some people up.
The thing
with
Pyramid Head is that without being able to see his face and everything, you don't get his emotion, and he's just going. He's just doing his thing, and you don't know exactly what he's going to do or what his intentions are. And he's huge, and he's got that giant sword he falls behind. And on the movie, when he rips your skin off and just throws it.
He's just a monster. And doesn't he have creepy things on his belt, little legs and stuff, or I'm not sure.
Whole thing's creepy. So I'm gonna switch this up a little bit now and go with the crew from Devil's Rejects.
Oh,
you guys remember that movie?
Yeah, that's scary.
So one of the most terrifying things to me are people that have no regard for human life, and that's exactly what these guys were. They don't care that you're a person with feelings and emotions. They just think you're a plaything that they want to tear apart and torture. So, the idea of torture and putting people through pain for the fun of it, that's what terrifies me the most. Also being eaten alive. That is what scares me the most. But those guys, the crew from Devil's Rejects, they're creepy looking. Rob Zombie did a great job of making that movie.
He makes some scary stuff.
Scary movie. But those guys gave me the heebie-jeebies. Because you kind of think, like, there's people in history that are actually like this. And that's what's really terrifying, is that these monsters are real.
Right. Realistic stuff like that is terrifying.
That's terrifying. So, I mean, I know they're not supernatural monsters in any way, but I think they fit this list really well, and they could hold their own. Like, if those guys walked into my room, I would probably be more terrified than any of these monsters coming to my room, honestly.
Michael?
All right. I just came up with this one just now. How about the Reavers from Firefly? Anyone seen Firefly?
Mm-mm. We've talked about this before.
The Reavers from Firefly. Those guys are scary.
They terrified you. Why do they terrify you?
Because they mutilate themselves, and then they do things to you that I'm not going to mention on the air.
They kill
you, they eat you, and then something else, and hopefully in the
pretty scary
the wrong order.
Yeah.
Like, there's a certain order that they like, you want them to kill you first.
Sure. If you're going to be because they tortured will do and mutilated, you would rather be dead.
Yeah.
During that process.
Like, the Reavers scare me.
Yeah.
And, like, the makeup on the show.
They did a good
like,
job.
Like, you don't see them that often, but, like, you see them in the movie.
Yeah.
And, like, oh, man.
Yeah, no, I think torture scares me.
Torture's terrifying, yeah.
Torture terrifies me. Saw, the movie Saw and Jigsaw.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of terrifying because he does that, but he usually has a reason of why he's torturing you.
Right.
It's the ones that do it for, like I said, no regard for who it is and what you're doing. Like,
just for fun?
Just for fun. That's what scares me.
So it's interesting. So far, we don't have a lot of traditional monsters in there, do we? Do we have any traditional ones like a Dracula?
I have a traditional one.
Well, I guess I put Pennywise on there.
Pennywise.
Which is,
I think, a new tradition version?
So,
or just Pennywise?
I like both versions. I think, honestly, on the bracket, we could put both. Depending on how we set this up.
Yeah, because they do look a lot different.
Because, like we said, we need a theme. So I don't know if we pin, like, quote-unquote traditional monsters versus new age monsters.
Ooh, that's
monsters.
A good idea.
And then you can put both Pennywise. Because the old Pennywise and the new one are different, scary in different ways. I think the new Pennywise, with technology that we had, made him more scary than the old one. But the old one, I mean, they did a great job of making Pennywise creepy.
Just wish they didn't add the dance thing at the end when he's dancing, when he's stomping.
You didn't like that?
I didn't like that. I didn't think that was scary. That took me out of the movie.
Like, I'm done.
Yeah, I was like, this is just a clown. He's not going to eat anybody. He's just dancing. Michael, who do you have?
I've got one that's kind of a monster. What about Alien?
And not
Alien from any of the other movies. The original Alien.
Yeah.
From the horror sci-fi.
Yeah.
Now, that one was scary because you didn't know anything about it.
Yeah. No, yeah. That's scary.
Especially when the little thing comes out of the chest.
Yeah,
that's terrifying.
Like that.
Yeah, that's scary.
No, that is scary.
What else? What else do you have, Farley?
Let me look at my list. Let me consult this. Okay, this is an interesting one. Creatures from Mimic. Did you guys ever watch the movie Mimic?
No.
Okay, so this is a 1990-something movie, 1996 maybe? Anyway, so there's a cockroach problem in New York City. And so, as man does, we mutate a cockroach to kill the other cockroaches. So it's like this hybrid cockroach that's designed to basically poison all of the other cockroaches. But like all things in horror movies, it goes completely wrong. And the cockroaches, which were supposed to die off, actually mutate into 6-foot-tall man-eating cockroach monsters. And they are
that's pretty scary.
Terrifying. Well, and this kind of goes back to what I was saying with the guys from Devil's Rejects, and this is what creeps me out about bugs a little bit, is that they are driven by just survival, right? And so they're just going to do whatever they need to survive. And so you could have a hive of these guys and just come and eat you. And like I said, they mimic people because we are now their prey, and they're in the subways of New York City and stuff like that. So giant man-eating bugs from Mimic.
Scary.
Ugh, that movie kind of
bugs.
I love that movie. That's one of my favorite movies.
You're kind of, you're creeped out about bugs, right?
No, well, not kind really. Like, well, some bugs. Like, it's the bugs that. I mean, it kind of goes back to the no regard for people's emotions kind of a thing. Like, those are the bugs that creep me out. Like, you don't know what they're doing.
And if they were giants, because bugs are creepy. And if they were giants, they'd just
like those black wasps that just, like, just buzz around everywhere. And they just look like they'll land on you and go underneath your skin. That creeps me out.
Michael?
Okay. I got one that's kind of a monster. How about Viserion, the dragon from Game of Thrones that was killed by... the Night King, but in his white mode, where he was, you know, evil and shot out black fire. Now how about that?
It was
That's
more
pretty scary.
Awesome. It was more like badass rather than scary.
Like creepy.
Yeah, to me anyway.
But if you met that in the
when
dark
he opened
alley.
His eyes, it was creepy.
What about the White Walkers themselves, though? Would you put the White Walkers in this tournament? I would. They are scary.
Like that depends on the White Walker.
To me, that they're scarier than the actual dragon and the people they possess.
I don't know. That dragon would just murder you really quickly.
I hate anytime we bring up Game of Thrones. It's just so sad.
But it murders you quickly.
Been. Yeah.
As you're done. You're eaten.
The White Walkers are just creepy because they walk really slow and they're on these creepy horses.
Okay,
and...
how about the whites then? I mean, those things, those are scarier.
What are the whites?
Those are like the... lieutenants of the Night King.
That's what I was thinking. Oh, aren't they just the White Walkers?
Well, they're like the White Walker dudes, and then they're and like the lieutenant. I think they're called Whites.
Yeah, okay. And you should definitely throw those in.
Yeah, those dudes. One of the ones that Jon Snow killed with his Valyrian steel sword.
Yeah. Game of Thrones had some creepy stuff. There were some creepy things there.
Like season 8.
Yeah. That's scarier than anything. Season 8.
It's the whole season. We should put that on there. Season 8.
So this one's not scary to me.
Okay.
Because you know me, I can't... Micah's going Star Trek. He's going with things he loves. I love Lord of the Rings. Can we put... Let's put Sauron in the mix. I mean, he's
him
not...
Him as an eyeball?
Yeah, let's just put him in as an eyeball.
That is
so he could
scary.
Just look at you. Ah,
I see you.
I see you.
He could petrify everybody. Because this, whenever he sees you... He'll send all the orcs after you.
And he's got a flashlight as an eye. I mean, what if you're changing and he shines it on you? Yeah. Like, oh, no, stop it. I'm changing.
I mean, that was creepy, kind of, because when Sam and Frodo are, you know, walking around Mordor and then suddenly they're trying to stay out of the eyes.
It's kind of a terrifying presence.
Like
knowing that you can be seen or watched from.
And when Frodo puts the ring on, he like is.
Then he knows.
He's like there with him.
I see you.
He's like, hey, what's up, dude?
Hey, bro.
There's a funny scene in Family Guy where he can't find his contact, his contact lens. He's like, guys, help. Somebody help me out here. Anyway, that's great. All right, so we got to wrap this thing up next.
Yeah, we do.
No code now. Weekdays at 4 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back. This is the Nerd Show. Presented by some great, great sponsors. We have amazing sponsors on this show.
Yeah, we do.
Code Ninjas is one of those great sponsors. And, you know, I love what they do. We're going to get over there at some point and do a video soon. But, you know, they're great. Great folks. So thanks for their support of this program. And they're doing amazing stuff.
Yeah.
Over there.
NoCo Mobile Gaming.
NoCo Mobile Gaming. I love it. And I'm seeing their posts.
Great stuff.
They're doing awesome. You know, birthday parties. NoCo Mobile Gaming. They have this truck set up with TVs inside. And they bring the video games to you. So maybe you... you know, you want to get everybody together for a birthday party or something cool like that. Tailgating party is kind of cool, you know, nowadays. Get the sports games going, but NoCo Mobile Gaming. All right, we're still in this conversation. I think this has kind of been fun. I mean, it's taken us in a lot of different directions. But it's also...
I'm sleeping tonight.
I'm definitely going to have a hard time sleeping. I wanted to add a traditional one, kind of.
Okay.
Is a werewolf.
Just a werewolf.
Jack Nicholson's... And it's not scary now, but when I was growing up, my dad liked that movie. So it just terrified me. It was so scary. And then the ending scene was scary.
I mean, Jack Nicholson's kind of scary to begin with. I mean, you could put him on the list.
Yeah.
Just Jack Nicholson.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm just looking at some of the scenes now and it takes me back. It's like not scary now, but it was definitely spooky.
Especially when like pees on the floor.
Yeah.
I mean,
he was a spooky werewolf.
It was a very different take on the werewolf story. I mean, it had like the traditional sense, but it gave you, I guess, a more in-depth look at the transition into becoming a werewolf.
Yeah, and Michelle Pfeiffer's in it.
Yeah.
Doesn't she become like a werewolf at the end of it?
They're
both like in the room. That's what scared me.
This?
They both like become werewolves at the end, and they're just in the house together, and it scared me.
That's called a romantic movie.
It was supposed to be romantic,
I think.
They're
meant to be together, obviously.
I'm trying to find the scene and see if I'm wrong on that one, but... yeah, so I go, there's another traditional one to throw out there.
That is a traditional one. I mean, if you're just going to werewolf. I've got another one that's, you know, you guys have also heard me talk about The Blob before.
Yeah.
This one also gave me nightmares. Okay, so the original Blob with Steve McQueen, love that movie. Great movie, not scary. But the Blob from 1988 when they did a remake of the movie, that Blob kept me up at night. I swear I could see it moving in my room, like in the corner, the shadows and everything. Because that movie was a lot more disturbing. Like when the Blob, it actually showed the Blob eating people. And that's what was really creepy. You could see the people inside of the Blob melting away as they're trying to escape this giant ooey mess that is consuming them. And like, it goes against a phone booth at one time, and you can see some body parts still remaining inside of it.
That's creepy.
It was just gross. I mean, the movie was disgusting, and like I said, that kept me up at night. So a giant acid people-eating blob that's just all-consuming that has no plan. It's just eating, just for the sake of eating, because that's what it does.
Yeah.
That creeps me out.
That's creepy.
Can we do literature?
Yes. You do the literature.
How about Cthulhu?
Cthulhu.
Cthulhu?
Cthulhu.
Yeah. From South Park?
Well, from way before South Park, but yeah.
Yeah.
Before South Park was a thing.
South Park's on tonight, by the way. Yeah, you could put Cthulhu in there.
Yeah. I would say that's
kind of scary
a
monster.
Creepy, yeah, it's a scary monster. That's a very scary monster. Do you think that would last pretty well in the bracket?
I mean, do people know enough about
what does he do?
Cthulhu? He's like a being from a different dimension that can banish you to that dimension or something. I don't know too much about it. I just think it's kind
of
neat.
I think there's a little bit of popularity around it. I think people know what Cthulhu is, but do they know the background behind it? I'm not sure. So that'd be
Wikipedia.
Look it up, people.
Cthulhu. All right, so we have a pretty good list.
We have a pretty good list going on. Do you have any more on your list, or did you cover everything?
I think I got everybody covered
about?
Here. I said we've got Sauron, Chucky, Pennywise, Werewolf, White Witch from Narnia, Pyramid Head.
Does anybody else get creeped out by the mist from The Mist? Do you guys watch The Mist?
I was wondering what was
going
on. I saw
the ending.
You saw the ending? Screwed up ending?
Yeah.
So screwed up. But I think that would... That idea kind of terrifies me because, one, you get the government doing experiments so you don't know what's going on until it's too late. And then when it's, like, all misty outside and you can't really see, you don't know what's out there, that's creepy.
It's
especially
creepy
when they're, like, alien-looking bugs with acid webs and who knows what else.
How about those sandworms from Dune?
Or
Tremors.
Tremors.
Oh, Tremors. Yeah.
That was kind of scary.
That was kind of scary. I remember going arrowhead hunting after watching that movie and kind of being like,
gotta be careful.
Where's the rocks? I need some big rocks around me, Dad. I need some big rocks.
In the second one they made, they're like little ones that are walking around.
Yeah. I think there are like eight of them.
I stopped after the second one.
There's quite a few of them. I think they were doing a TV series on Tremors.
They were going to, yeah. Or is that happening? Kevin Bacon was going to be in it.
I don't know if it's still happening.
Remember the preview came out and it was like, whoa, it's Kevin Bacon is back.
He's back.
That's awesome. Are we missing anything? Should we put the devil in there from Legend? I think we should put him in there.
You want to put him? Well, we can. We'll add him to our list of possibilities. I can't promise he's going to make
it. So when
it,
you go vote on this, are you voting on who you think would win in a fight or who you like better or who scares you more?
I think it's going to be a little bit up to the person on what you're thinking.
So you can
I don't
do
think
kind
you
of
can
either
put
or
them as a fight against? Again, I think it goes back to which one do you find to be more terrifying?
Well, Sauron's not going to get in that then.
He's not. No, probably not.
Probably not. 1 minute? Okay.
1 minute remaining.
I don't know if he's raising his hand to talk or if he's giving me the wind
down.
We need
to work on our hand signals.
So we're gonna put this bracket together.
We are.
By you're going to do it because
yeah,
I don't know how to do stuff
it.
Like that.
I'll finish up the bracket and then we'll get them online
so
on our
excited.
Facebook page. So make sure you're following us on
so
Facebook so you can vote when these come up. We'll probably do a couple a week so we can work our way through the bracket.
A scary bracket challenge.
Monster
I'm excited.
Monster bracket challenge.
That's going to do it. Follow us on Facebook. That's the only way to engage in this.
It's the only way.
It's the only way.
Do
All
it.
Right. That's going to do it for us.
Stay nerdy.
No Code Now. Weekdays at 4 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA.